Well, I don't know about you lot, but I've certainly been uplifted with the music this morning. Thank you, music team. It was really uplifting. Gives me a lot more confidence in what I've brought today for you to chew over. I believe the Lord gave me this message for everyone here, because we all need a touch from Him. We all need replenishing, don't we? Just like our cars or whatever, you go for a drive, you've got to put more fuel in. The further you drive, the more fuel you've got to put in. It's the same with the Holy Spirit. The more you use Him, the stronger you get, and the stronger you get, the more you want to eat. You know, and until you can't get enough. But before we do that, let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your love and Your support and Your comfort. And Lord, I pray that You just come upon me now by the power of Your Holy Spirit and just take anything that isn't of You away from my written words. You can direct me, Lord, where You want me to go. And I just leave it up to You. I put myself in Your hands completely and just ask that You bless everyone and speak to us from Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. First reading, I'm sure it's one that you're all well familiar with. It's John 15, verse 1, and it reads as so. It'll be on the overhead. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you may ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wonderful words. And take note that his command is that we are to love each other. It's not a request, a suggestion, it's a command. But let's just come to the Father in prayer again. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, and I ask that you would help me to open it up to each of us this morning and to hear what you've got to say to each of us through it. And I ask it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Now, the last message I brought to the church was entitled Plain Speaking. Now, plain speaking, this morning one, is really on the same line, but it's making it clear. There's no point in being plain speaking if it isn't clear. And that's the point of plain speaking, isn't it? To make it clear, simple, keep it simple. It is my belief that we all need to recognize the fact that God doesn't like you. He doesn't like me. He doesn't like anyone else, for that matter. Now, I can hear most of you saying, what are you on about, Jerry? Where have you gone? Have you gone mad? Well, when you think about it, our likes are fleeting, as it were. At time, one time, we like something or someone, and we think the sun shines out of their peripheral. Then, at other times, we may fall out with them, fall out of favor, because we need to realize that our dislikes and likes are just what they are, likes and whims. One minute we like them, next minute we don't. The God who loves us, and that love, if you choose to accept it, is eternal. As you can read from John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Now, I ask, could that be any clearer? As I've already said, God's love is not temporal, but eternal. As long as you take ownership of his free gift of grace. Now, the lovely little acronym for grace is God's riches at Christ's expense, which is really what grace is. It's what Jesus paid for each one of us. It's important that we don't take this gift from God without recognizing what it cost Jesus in order for us to be reconciled with the Father and to enjoy his eternal love, his care and protection. As we read from a favorite prophet of mine, Jeremiah 29:11-12, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isn't it nice when you're talking to someone and they listen to you? I get told off at times for chirping in before I've heard the whole story. And I think it's something that we can all be guilty of from time to time. But it's important. You know, it's lovely when you can communicate to the Lord and you can tell him anything. And he doesn't tell anybody else. He takes it on board and he gives us what we need to put us right. It couldn't be any clearer just how much God loves his children. How much he wants to protect us from harm. And this world today, it's very difficult for Christians. You can say anything you like about Christ in a defamatory manner and nobody will pick you up on it. But you say it about worldly things and you're a bigot or a weirdo, whatever. That's the way the world is going today. But should we be surprised? Scripture tells us things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better until the Lord comes again and takes us, calls us high out of this place before the tribulation. As we have already learned, from our reading, our God is eternal. And you know, the good news is he's always available to listen to our prayers and petitions. You don't have any problem in getting straight through the throne room. There is no answer machine that you're going to be confronted with. I don't know about you, but I can't stand those things. I'd rather talk to a human voice. But I know when I'm talking to the Lord that I feel his presence, because I go to him with something that's on my heart, something that my spirit is asking me and telling me that I need to put right. And it's the only way you can do it. The only way to do it is to go and ask him to give you the strength to get back on the right track. Well, I don't know about you, but the Lord always hears me whenever I pray. He always hears his children. Our love needs to be strong, both in the Lord and to our brothers and sisters in Christ, as was mentioned in my last message. And I believe that was emphasized whenever, remember, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. We just sung it this morning, the Lord's Prayer. But in Matthew 6, 9 to 15, puts it a little bit different than what we sung this morning, which I'll read. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Very important point there, isn't it? It brings it out that the real gravity of forgiveness to someone who's come against you, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. We've all been there, I'm sure, at times. We've all been deeply hurt by people. And sometimes, even when you think we've forgiven them, you know we haven't really, because the next time something happens, it comes back into your mind. But that's not the Holy Spirit. That's Satan, the father of all lies, trying to get back in there. It's important that we recognize that and put the foot down, shut that door, and go back to the Lord and ask him for the same forgiveness that we asked for before and the strength to maintain it. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Peter 4, verse 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. What Peter, I believe, is saying here, he's saying it clearly and simply, that Christians should love one another dearly, a love that is powerful enough to forgive and overlook any faults, which is a trait that reflects the sacrificial love of Christ. When you think of what his sacrifice done to forgive us our sins once and for all times. But I know, as I said before, it's easier said than done. In 1 John 4, 7 to 12 we read, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also or to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Wonderful bit of scripture. Again, so clear. You know that passage from John, 1 John, couldn't be any clearer, could it? The importance of love. The importance of forgiveness. Because without forgiveness, there can't be any love. You've got to love someone before you can forgive them. Because if you haven't the love, I would say it's impossible. Yes, it's easy to say to love everyone, isn't it? We have a saying back home, which I'm sure some people here will probably be aware of. You could not love them, even if you reared them. You know, I can hear that being shouted back home at times when there were women out talking on the doorsteps, brushing the steps, and they'd be talking about something. You might not hear what they're talking about. You can always hear that when they're coming. Oh, you couldn't like that one if you reared them. You know, but we're not called to like, we're called to love each other. And we need to do it, but we need help to do it. As the Apostle Paul, and I thank you for Paul's letters from Philippians 4, 12 to 13. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Wow, powerful bit of scripture. You know, but it's true. And if you've been walking with the Lord, you'll have gone through things. And I'm sure when you look back, it's only when you look back and you think, how did I ever get through that? But then when you remember my friend Jeremiah, you realize, it was God's plan, not mine. In every circumstance, Jesus is the only answer. And we need to remember that we only can rely on Jesus because of God's love. Because God so loved this world. Not just you and me, not just the men or the whites or the blacks or whatever color or whatever denomination it might be. He loved the whole world so much that he sent his one son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. If you haven't made that decision as yet, I strongly pray that you give it consideration and choose to obey, because there is no other way into heaven than through Jesus. It could not be any clearer than that. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you make things so clear. In fact, sometimes too clear. Sometimes we think we're too intelligent to understand it, or it's beneath us. But Lord, your word is so rich. And sometimes we feel that your word tells us we are casting pearls before swine. But Lord, we've got to keep casting those seeds and rely on your Holy Spirit to water them and to grow them. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you do for each one of us here. We continue to ask for your grace, your mercy, and your love upon us, and help us to be truly humble, as we just sung this morning, to be humble in your presence and to give you thanks for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.